We are back, and you're listening to The Critical Hour on Radio Sputnik. I'm your host, Garland Nixon, with my co-host, Dr. Wilmer Leon.
Thank you, Garland.
Observers are concerned that a military confrontation between the U.S. and China may be near as Taiwan announces a new military cooperation deal with the Biden administration. Additionally, Senator Tammy Duckworth is visiting Taiwan as tensions soar. Joining us to discuss this matter, we have Ray McGovern. He's a former CIA analyst and co-founder of Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity. Ray, welcome back to the Critical Hour.
Thanks.
Senator Tammy Duckworth met with Taiwanese President Tsai Ing-wen in Taipei on Tuesday amid soaring tensions between the U.S. and China over Washington's increasing support for the island. As expected, China strongly rebuked Duckworth's visit to Taiwan. A Chinese Foreign Ministry spokesperson Zhang Lijian urged lawmakers to, quote, immediately stop official exchanges with Taiwan in any form and refrain from sending any wrong signals to the Taiwan independent separatist forces. Ray McGovern, things don't look good right now, and the Biden administration seems to be walking right up to the edge of the red line and stomping on it. Your thoughts, Ray?
Well, Garland, it's really hard for me to understand how grown-up people could pick a major fight with the two strongest enemies in the world. But I just have to say that Biden's advisors are not acting like big people. They're not adults. Why would we want to challenge long-established policy with the Chinese? Well, we recognize Taiwan as part of China. I don't know the answer to that, except, if people want to double the size of the 7th Fleet and build still more aircraft carriers, which, by the way, are sitting ducks for these sophisticated missiles, then I can understand if there's military profit, if the military contractors can eke more, even more money out of this. But otherwise, it doesn't make any sense. And What I see here is mostly politics, which begin at home, and as Putin himself has said, U.S. foreign policy is also, as he put it, hostage, his word, to the vicissitudes of policy within the United States. With the midterms coming up, everyone is trying to jump on the bandwagon, make sure we have credible enemies, get money from the defense contractors and win the election so that we can appropriate more money for the defense contractors so that they can, it keeps going on like that. So the real cost here is that, the Chinese are not going to be intimidated. I notice that on the day of Duckworth's arrival, that was yesterday, Taiwan Defense Forces complained about 30, count them, 30 Chinese warplanes intruding upon what they call their air defense identification zone. Now, those things have been happening, but usually not 30. I think the last time was in January, where there were 33. So this is just a reminder by the Chinese that they have the upper hand militarily, and not even if the United States doubles the size of the 7th Fleet, the logistics are such and China's ability to defend itself is such that any war, any clash that breaks out that way, the U.S. is bound to lose. All the war games show that. Chinese know this. So the benign view is this is just electoral politics where Biden and Tammy Duckworth and the others who identified China for whatever reason as the main enemy, so they look strong and the defense contractors feed at the government trough.
Two things I found interesting in terms of the stories that the accounts that were published. One, quote, this is from president of Taiwan, Tsai. The U.S. Department of Defense is now proactively planning cooperation between the U.S. National Guard and Taiwan's defense forces. And then the other one came from Senator Duckworth. She says, so while I want to emphasize our support for Taiwan's security, I do want to say that it's more than just about military. It's about the economy. Well, first of all, what's the U.S. National Guard doing working with Taiwan's defense forces? And the second thing is, it's about the economy. Well, that sounds, she should have said the Mickey Mat, Ray McGovern.
Well, the Mickey Mat, as most of your listeners know by now, is the military industrial congressional intelligence media academia think tank complex, which enriches itself by enhancing the economy of places like Taiwan, which buy incredible amounts of U.S. weaponry. The business about the U.S. National Guard, you know, that is sort of a gratuitous slap at China. Military relations between the U.S. and Taiwan were kept in the background or even non-existent after the original agreement, where the U.S. and everyone else in the world recognized Taiwan as part of China. So, you know, National Guard relations with Taiwan, it doesn't parse. And it seems purposely aimed at showing how staunch we are in supporting Taiwan. And yes, it violates all these agreements internationally and gets the Chinese wondering. Now, the Chinese look at Biden, and Biden says, yeah, he'll get involved militarily if the Chinese decide to take over Taiwan militarily. Well, there's no Chinese expert I know that predicts that the Chinese are about to take over Taiwan militarily. That would be a disaster for them. They could do it, but they would be destroying their own people. So they're willing to wait. The Chinese have patience. They're willing to wait for the time when it's more ripe to assimilate Taiwan. And everyone pretty much has agreed to that, except these neophytes that run U.S. foreign policy and think there's profit or there's a method to their madness and not only twitching the nose of the Russian bear, but grabbing the tail of the Chinese dragon and shaking it around a little bit. Just doesn't make any sense. The longer view here is this. Russia has, for the last three centuries, seen its future primarily in the West. And part of that is the result of 2.5 centuries of submission under Genghis Khan and his hoarders, his raiders from the East. But since Peter the Great has looked out at the Baltic and at the Western Europe and said, you know, our future is here, and the Russians have been trying to get accepted in European circles ever since then. I'm talking about 1700. When I talk about a major breakthrough here, or a shift that is so profound in international relations, I'm talking about the prospect now that the Russians have given up on NATO, given up on developing relations with the West, turning to the East, seeing China as their primary defender and their primary ally, developing contacts with India, Southeast Asia, and pretty much saying, well, we try with the West. The West decided 2.5 years ago that we were as much an enemy as the Russians. We tried to talk to them. They turned us down. So the Chinese and the Russians are being driven together in a way that Kissinger himself, with whom I do not always agree, but he warned sort of plaintively at Davos at that conference. He said, you know, what you're doing here is very dangerous because Russia really needs to be part of the security order in Europe. And what we're doing is dividing the world between Europe on the one hand, and Russia, China, India, you name all the other people, on the other. And that's a very explosive, that's as bad as the Cold War in the beginning. It divides the world, and the boundary that will go through Central Europe will always be heavily defended, and the only people profiting from this, of course, is the Mickey Mat.
You know, I do think that the question in their mind is probably the same question in my mind, and increasingly the question in some of our allies' mind in Europe is, has the Biden administration taken leave of their senses, Ray? And that's, everybody was like, thought for a while, well, they want to deal with Russia and pick off Russia and weaken Russia and then go after China. And they're like, okay, I got a mess started with Russia. Man, that really isn't working out like we want. Our allies' economies are crumbling. Our anti-Russia coalition is falling apart. Man, that's a mess. I know. Let's go start a fight with China. So you have to say to yourself, even if they had a plan, which was a bad one, when that falls apart, they just double down on a bad plan. Biden and Blinken and these people, I mean, I don't like to use this kind of language, Ray. They're lunatics. Your thoughts? Am I over the top with that?
Well, I know a lot of lunatics, so it'd take umbrage at what you just said. I'm flummoxed. I don't understand. I mean, basically, when you're in grade school, if you have two real big kids in your class, you don't take them both on, for God's sake. This is kind of a reflection of where these people come from. Jake Sullivan, Tony Blinken, they're all out of the best schools, in quotes. They all have this, we are indispensable, we are unique, and we can rule, and we are the good guys. You know, they really believe that stuff. They're not very smart, because the correlation of forces has turned against them. I mean, just driving Russia and China together, as Kissinger warned. I mean, why does it have to be a 98-year-old guy who's been around for a while to have to warn, hey, you know, this is really, really dangerous. Not only is it two against one, but you're turning the West into a kind of isolated island where the rest of the world is going to be lining up between among Russia and China. There'll be economic difficulties there, but they can weather them better, I would say, than many of the West European countries, who are really going to have to pay the piper when their people start suffering in real time from the economic stringencies that are inevitable now.
Well, thank you very much, Ray. Certainly appreciate that. And we will hopefully have you back on soon. We've been talking with Ray McGovern. He's a former CIA analyst and co-founder of Veteran Intelligence Professionals for Sanity. He writes a lot on antiwar.com, which I may add is an excellent site. And you can go to raymcgovern.com. That's right. His site is named right after him, raymcgovern.com. He puts all of his latest stuff up, and he actually generally puts up these particular discussions with us. You're listening to The Critical Hour on Radio Sputnik. I'm Garland Nixon with my co-host, Dr. Wilmer Leon. More on the other side. Stay tuned.